It's not about what you know. It's not about what you can do. It's not about how skilled you are, or in this case, possibly a complete lack of skill in terms of being an NBA caliber player. When your father is LeBron James, none of it matters. If the self-proclaimed King of Kings wants to play in the NBA with his son, if the man described by Shannon Sharp, hey, it's me, Shay Shay! If the man described by Shannon Sharp as Billy Goat James wants to play on the same NBA team as his son, I guess it's going to happen. Last Friday, when Bronny James announced that he was declaring for the NBA draft, I described the decision as laughable. I said that Bronny James would go down as one of the biggest busts in NBA history. Now, normally, when we think of draft bust, we think of high-profile college players who were dominant at the collegiate level. Greg Oden, he was a man amongst boys when he was playing at Ohio State. A lot of people describe Kwame Brown as the biggest draft bust in NBA history. Now, Kwame Brown was a bust, no doubt about it, but he did play over 10 years in the NBA. The only reason Kwame Brown is considered a bust is because he was drafted number one overall, and he entered the NBA expected to live up to a level of hype that he just wasn't capable of living up to. Typically, guys are considered draft busts because they fail to live up to the hype. That is not going to be the case with Bronny James. The reason he will go down as one of the biggest busts, it's not going to be necessarily a reflection on him. It's going to be a reflection on the NBA. I cannot believe they are going to allow this to happen. We should not even be talking about the draft potential of Bronny James because there is no potential. This should not be a topic of conversation. When I said this was laughable on Twitter last week, there was a young lady who replied claiming that Bronny James would be great business for the NBA. She claimed that he would boost television ratings, he would increase merchandise sales. People, they would come from everywhere just to see Bronny James play. The problem with this incredibly flawed theory, I don't think Bronny James will touch an NBA floor. Maybe he gets some garbage time minutes in the preseason. To be honest with you, I don't know if Bronny James at this point is qualified to play in the G League. The only reason we are talking about this is because of LeBron James. At 39 years old and turning 40 in December, LeBron James is at the end of his NBA career. The Lakers are a disaster. They have clinched a spot in the play-in tournament, but let's just be real here. The Lakers, they're not contenders. They're not threatening the playoffs. Anthony Davis is missing late regular season games because he doesn't want to re-aggravate his hemorrhoid. The future in Los Angeles isn't what I would call bright. They mortgaged their entire future so LeBron James could start his production company and finish his NBA career in Southern California. And now, they could potentially waste a first or second round draft pick on Bronny James? Really? This kid's going to be your savior? A young man that averaged less than 5 points playing in the Pac-12? This dude played less than 20 minutes on one of the worst teams in the country. And we're talking about him being a serious prospect in the NBA? I have a feeling that the Los Angeles Lakers, they are going to do everything in their power to get Bronny James on this roster. Whether that means drafting him in the first or second round or signing him as an undrafted free agent, they are going to do everything they can to acquiesce to the demands of the object of Shannon Sharpe's fascination. Over the last 4 or 5 years, the Lakers, they have bent over backwards to cater to LeBron James. What have they received in return? A championship that most people don't consider legitimate because it was won in the bubble. A trip to the Western Conference Finals where they weren't really serious contenders, along with a handful of seasons that were disappointing. I actually feel bad for Bronny James. This dude is nowhere near ready to play in the NBA. And it seems like the only reason this is up for consideration is because LeBron James wants to play on the same team as his own son. There's only 450 jobs in the NBA. In a country of 330 million, in a world with 6 or 7 billion people, 450 of those are good enough to play at the NBA level. Throughout the history of the league, in order to make it to the NBA, you had to prove yourself on the court. All of a sudden, we are going to change those qualifications so LeBron James can have the chance to play with his unqualified son? Look, it's not just me who thinks he's not ready. It's not just me who thinks Bronny James is unqualified. NBA scouts, NBA executives responsible for building teams, they think Bronny James is unqualified too. Kevin O'Connor at The Ringer, he spoke with a handful of general managers and scouts at the NBA level. They all spoke anonymously. I guess they didn't want to piss off the king, or maybe they didn't want to deal with the media backlash. Either way, the consensus was the same. Bronny James ain't ready. One NBA scout told The Ringer, Bronny James is an undersized non-shooting guard. Shot looks good, but it never goes in. Those guys scare me the most. It's either a lack of touch or it's mental. Either way, those take years to correct. Obviously, the problem for LeBron James, he doesn't have years. He has maybe a year, two at the most. Another general manager told The Ringer, Bronny James would be a first-round draft pick if he shot well. Yeah. Well, no shit! KC would be a first-round draft pick if he shot well. Wheelchair Wallace has a great shot. If he wasn't in a wheelchair, he'd be a first-rounder too. The problem for Bronny James, he has never shot well, and you don't just magically fix that problem at the NBA level. Didn't shoot well in high school, where NBA caliber players are normally dominant. There are guys who aren't rotational players in the NBA who were absolutely dominant at the high school level. Bronny James shot 19% from three last year at USC. Now, someone please tell me how that makes him an NBA caliber player. He doesn't have a good handle, which is essential if you're going to play guard in the NBA. So let's just review here. He's a liability offensively. Doesn't shoot the ball well. Doesn't have a good handle. He's undersized. He's listed at 6'4", but actually 6'2". Played less than 20 minutes on a bad team. Shot less than 70% from the free throw line. Doesn't rebound. He's not a dynamic playmaker. So, can someone explain to me what Bronny James does that would make him qualified for the NBA? Again, this should not be a topic of conversation. The only reason this is being discussed is because LeBron James wants to play with his kid. Now, the human side of me understands where LeBron is coming from. This audience, myself included, we are often critical of LeBron James and his political and social views. But one thing you can't take away from him, LeBron James is a great father, always been there for his kids. But this is the NBA. This isn't supposed to be some feel-good story. This league is not a joke like the WNBA. This is supposed to be the best basketball in the world. And just think about this from a public relations perspective from the NBA's viewpoint. This league is already struggling. Fan perception of the NBA, at least in terms of the casual fan base, lowest it's been in 20 years. Just think about all the negative PR from this season alone. There's a player in Toronto being investigated for betting on games. He was making prop bets on himself and betting the under. For example, let's say his line was 5.5 for PRA, which is points, rebounds, and assists combined. He was betting on himself to go under that number. Basically, he was trying not to win so he could win his bet. He was trying not to score, trying not to grab rebounds so he could hit his prop. Last month, Rudy Gobert accused NBA officials of betting on the outcome of games. Throughout the regular season, the NBA has been absolutely destroyed by the fan base for the incompetent officiating. Now, to Adam Silver's credit, the officiating has been better since the All-Star break, which reminds me, the All-Star game. The All-Star game was an embarrassment for the league. The NBA destroyed itself in the summer of 2020 with their dedication to the woke wiener and spreading mythical racism. In terms of public perception, the NBA is on a shaky foundation. Ratings are in the pooper. Hell, ratings have been in the pooper for the last 4 or 5 years. And now, we're going to add nepotism? We are going to add nepotism to the list of reasons for the casual fan not to watch the NBA? If there's one thing the average American can't stand, nepotism. One of the biggest complaints in the NBA, the inability of the fans to relate to star players. How in the hell is the casual fan supposed to relate to Bronny James? They are going to turn this kid into the biggest heel before he even steps on the court. This kid is being set up for failure. Like I said, I feel bad for Bronny James. It is hard enough living in the shadow of your legendary father. Now you could potentially have the added pressure of people thinking that you don't belong. People thinking that the only reason you're in the NBA is because your dad pulled some strings and got you into the league. For his own sake, I hope Bronny James returns to college. I don't have anything against Bronny James. I don't want to see him fail. But if he is in the NBA next season, that is exactly what it's going to be. Failure. And for those thinking Bronny James is some big ratings draw, for those thinking Bronny James will boost NBA ratings, I pulled a couple of his nationally televised games from this past season at USC. They played Auburn on ESPN, 308,000 viewers. Oregon, 160,000 viewers. Just because LeBron James is a draw, that does not mean Bronny James will be one too. But give me your thoughts. Bronny James declares for the NBA draft. I don't see how it's justifiable for Bronny James to be a second round pick, much less a first round or lottery pick. Do you think he ends up in Los Angeles with his father? If so, would they be setting up Bronny James for failure? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.